We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now let's get to this Braves bullpen. Because I think we, between the four of us, you, me, Wendy, and Brian, had a little bit of a differing of opinion as to how Brian Snitker is managing the bullpen right now.
Right.
I know it's very popular to criticize the way that he manages the bullpen. And I don't know, maybe I'm a Brian Snitker excuse maker.
You kind of are.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I am. I don't know why. I don't know him. I don't really have any reason to defend him. But I guess maybe I am. Because earlier in the season, I said, I mean, I guess he's mismanaging the bullpen, but he's got a lot of bad guys out
exactly.
there. What's he supposed to do? Now, I don't know that he's mismanaging the bullpen right now either, because every time he put even the new guys, he puts them out there and they don't do well. So what's he supposed to – he can't go out there and pitch for them.
Right.
He didn't trade for them.
He did not. But here's – I just don't think he knows what each guy can do, because he's put them in the role that they were – that we all thought they were brought in here to do, and they really haven't done it. Chris Martin's been okay. But at the same time, you know, he's been like that. We know he thought that Shane Green, he's brought in to be the closer. And he looked so shook yesterday. I'm talking about when you're sitting there watching him pitch in the eighth, you're like, damn, this dude looks like he's never pitched before. If 77 looked better than you, and when you were brought in to do that, now Sam's looked good because that's the role he needs to be in.
Uh-huh.
Because if we're, and I saw
you, Luke Jackson.
And if he is going to be your best reliever, oh, we in trouble.
I don't think he is.
We in trouble.
I don't think he is. Now, I think that he can be a good reliever in the right role. And that's going to be the question.
And
that's going to be how you figure it out.
He was great yesterday.
He was.
He was great yesterday.
Luke Jackson was really good yesterday.
Yeah, he was great yesterday.
Mark Melanson was really good
really
yesterday.
Good.
Now, here's my question, because Luke Jackson got the save on what? Sunday?
Yeah.
And Shane Green, we asked the question on Monday, threw a poll question out there at 92.9 The Game on Twitter, as between those four guys, who did you want to be the closer? And everyone said Shane Green. I bet if we did that poll today, Mark Melanson would win.
Because we're, you know, you're a prisoner of the moment. You just saw that last night. And the thing, like I said about Shane Green was, that's what they told us he was. We were told by the you know, the local media and everybody. We're talking about guys on the big shows, guys that I respect, and Buster Olin and all those guys were saying how good this guy was and how he was going to help the back end of this bullpen. It just ain't happened yet. Now, are we willing to give him some kind of leeway like we gave Sevens? Because my thing is Schnick going to do it? Because Schnick, he gave him all the chances in the world to go out there and put people on and everything in the night, but yet you still go back to him.
See,
how much confidence does he have in Shane Green right now?
Very little.
But I'm saying,
very little.
Will he give him a chance?
I don't know.
That's my thing. Will they give him a chance to see if he can be that guy that we thought he was when we brought him in here?
See, I think Luke Jackson was given the chance over and over and over again because he was the best option you had.
Yes, I agree with that.
Shane Green doesn't necessarily have to be the best option you have because you've got Mark Melanson.
Right.
And Mark Melanson has been a closer in baseball. He's been a very good closer in baseball. He's been an all-star three times. And we had him on a couple weeks ago when he first got here. And I asked him the question very specifically, how is the mentality different being someone that goes out there in the ninth inning? Here's what he had to say.
You really have to want to be out there in a pressure situation. You have to be seeking that out. You know, that's got to be your mentality. You do have to have a short memory for those nights that don't go the way you want them to. But you really have to be focused. I think the most important thing is that your focus level is beyond, you know, anybody else, really. Every pitch is the biggest pitch of the game. You know, one pitch away from losing the game.
And I agree with everything that he said there. And again, that's coming from a guy, that's Mark Melanson a couple weeks ago on with us when we were out at Harry Douglas's event in Jonesboro. It's a guy who's been there a lot. Now, I know Shane Green was an all-star this year.
Right.
But Mark Melanson's been an all-star three times, and he's been a closer in the playoffs before. That's something that Shane Green has never been. Look, I don't care honestly, if it's Shane Green, or if it's Mark Melancon, or if it's Chris Martin, or if it's Luke Jackson. It's not going to be Luke Jackson, but
we don't know.
I don't care who it is. I just want somebody who you can trust every single day to go out there and do it. And what I like about what Snitker has done that he wasn't doing before is he's given everybody an opportunity.
Might as well.
He's given everybody a chance to show what they can do.
And you can do that
or
with
not
the,
do.
You can do that with the lead like they have. Like, you know, but to your point, is he running out of options? Like, well, he has the options. Is he running out of patience to put these guys in certain areas? Because it was supposed to be Chris, it was supposed to be Mark, and then it was supposed to be Shane. That's how it was broken down to me.
Yes.
That's how it was supposed to be. And right now, that whole rotation is thrown off. You saw Sforza got in yesterday. Who else pitched yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Jerry
pitched yesterday.
Your guy Jerry was good.
But exactly. But he was asked to do one specific thing.
Pitch a third of an inning.
Get one out.
Against the lefty.
Jerry, get one out for me, Jerry. And Jerry got the one out.
That's what Jerry does,
yeah,
man.
Just get the one out.
You ask him for two outs?
Your guy Sforza, though.
Okay. He's not my guy, first of all.
He was your guy when he was pitching well.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I am, fickle.
Yeah, I see that. He was your guy when he was pitching well.
He got the hold. I know he gave up two hits and everything like that, but he got the hold. Give him a hold. Look, here's the thing. The season is running out of time.
Yes.
They're in great shape as far as the division goes.
They are.
And the offense, as long as Ronald Acuna and Freddie Freeman, Josh Donaldson are doing what they're doing, Max Fried was good yesterday.
Yes.
There's a lot of very good things happening.
Max Fried was excellent.
He was excellent.
He just got tired.
And he was excellent at the plate yesterday. And Max Fried is looking more like early in the season Max Fried. And that's great. That's good. Round into shape for the playoffs. It almost feels like we're still in the evaluation period.
Oh, don't
as
do
far
that.
As the, yeah, remember
don't do that?
That?
Don't
remember
do that to me.
Back in April and May,
but you are back in it though. You are
you
back
are
in
with
it
the
when you're talking about the back end of the bullpen. You really are.
And I don't think when do you have to have a decision made?
You
by,
don't
by September. Or
there's no timetable
by the playoffs.
There's no timetable for it because it could go on as a field. You remember at the beginning of the year they were talking about having dual closers. Does it go back to that? You know, I don't know.
No, I don't like that. It's like quarterbacks. If you don't have one, you don't have any.
You're pretty bad.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.